This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. A Moscow court has rejected Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's appeal against his prison sentence. Earlier this month, Navalny was sentenced by a lower court to 2 years and 8 months in prison for violating terms of his probation while recuperating in Germany from a poisoning. A judge at Moscow City Court ruled Saturday that a month and a half that Navalny spent under house arrest in early 2015 will be deducted from his prison sentence. That slightly reduced his sentence to about 2.5 years in prison. The ruling came even as the country faced an order from a top European human rights court to immediately free the Kremlin's most prominent foe. A police official says three separate explosions in the Afghan capital Kabul have killed at least five people and wounded two others amid a surge in violence in the war-torn country. A police spokesman said the first two explosions Saturday took place 15 minutes apart, and a third, targeting a police vehicle, took place 2 hours later. No group immediately claimed responsibility. It wasn't immediately clear what caused the explosions. The majority of bomb attacks in the capital in recent months have been sticky bombs, which are explosive devices with magnets that are attached to vehicles and detonated by remote control or timer. Meantime, the new U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says progress toward a durable peace in Afghanistan depends on the Taliban reducing attacks. He says right now clearly that the violence is too high. Austin is a retired four-star Army general. He says the Biden administration is methodically assessing its next steps in Afghanistan, where U.S. troops have been present for nearly 20 years. This is VOA News. Around 1,000 people gathered in Myanmar's largest city, Yangon, on Saturday to protest against the country's military coup. Protests have been regularly taking place across the country since the junta took power on February 1st. Saturday's protest came as news emerged that a young female protester died Friday after being shot in the head by police last week during a protest against the military coup in Myanmar. Argentina's health minister has resigned following reports that people had been able to use connections to get access to COVID-19 vaccines to which they were not entitled. Two sources in the presidency said that President Alberto Fernandez had asked for the minister's resignation after allegations were made in the media of at least 10 people receiving vaccinations without following proper procedure, among them a veteran journalist who claimed he had received a shot after speaking directly with the minister. The growing scandal throws a spotlight on wider fears in the region over corruption and access to vaccines, which are in short supply. Earlier this month, Peru's health and foreign ministers quit, and its former president was placed under criminal investigation after reports of hundreds of Peruvian officials and others receiving vaccine doses outside of clinical trials and before the National Immunization Program began. The Inspector General for the U.S. Department of Defense is investigating the Trump administration's last-minute decision to relocate the U.S. Space Command from Colorado to Alabama. President Donald Trump initially placed the command at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado. It was seen as a coup by Republican Senator Cory Gardner, who was up for re-election. But Gardner lost in November, and Colorado overwhelmingly rejected Trump. The Trump administration then announced on January 13th that the command would move to Alabama, which is a pro-Trump state. The Inspector General's office will see if it complied with government policies. And protesters set fire in the streets of Barcelona Friday during a fourth night of protest over the jailing of a Spanish rapper for glorifying terrorism and insulting royalty in his songs. Reuters video footage showed dumpsters burning and demonstrators smashing the window of a bank in the city center. The sentence of Pablo Hasél, known for his fiercely anti-establishment raps, has galvanized a debate over freedom of expression in Spain. For more on these stories and others, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.